Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Let me tell you, this half brought to you by LifeLock.com, Enter Adam, and Castrol as well. Quick, let me hit Castrol. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Engines can lose up to 10% of performance due to friction. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology transforms under pressure to be three times.
That's a no-no.
Three times, I say.
Three times, fool.
Three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than the leading full synthetics. Castrol Edge, formulated in ways to exceed the toughest industry standards. All right, what do we got, Gina Grant?
Well, Fox News reports that Jussie Smollett might have been a no-show at Saturday night's NAACP Image Awards.
Oh, that's what I was, that's what I was bugging you about, Max Pat. I remember talking about the Garrigus thing.
Was we have it.
Was that on our... Did I make it onto our list?
Oh, I did. It wasn't on the screen, no.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a no-no.
Yeah, it's a no-no. Well, I want to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Remember, I was outside going, what's that thing I want to talk to you about, but we didn't talk about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Why isn't it on our list?
Oh, I just forgot to put it on.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, all right.
I know, Chris.
Number one thing I want to get into, because I was talking again, so... I've taken a ton of shit on Twitter this week because, or last week, because I was doing Reasonable Doubt, my podcast I do with Garrigus, and Garrigus is telling me all kinds of stories about Jussie Smollett that nobody believes. And there's a couple things going on. Garrigus will, I'm trying to word it, I don't want to sound like an excuse, but Garrigus is on Skype out of New York. And everyone's like, I want you to grill Garrigus, but you can't grill Garrigus and not when he's out of the room. Yeah. Like, he's got to be here, and you got to be able to have that back and forth with him. He will filibust. And also, while I'll tell you, if you talk to Garrigus about, like, Scott Peterson, you go, oh, come on, that guy's guilty. But if you talk to Garrigus about Scott Peterson, he'll start making you think about
things. Yeah.
And you'll go, oh, I didn't know they wouldn't let him. Oh, so she was by the park and they had cell phones, but they didn't give you the cell phone, whatever. Like, eh, you'll still think he's guilty. But I wanted to hear what his take on Smollett was, who, by the way, as we've talked about, it's, you're supposed to say Jesse, even though everyone says Jesse because it's spelled that way. But
his birth name is Justin.
Or something. I don't know why, but he says it's Jesse.
Okay. I've only heard that from you.
Well, no, I only heard it from Garrigus.
I know. I don't think you're making it up. But I'm
I would
like,
call him just. I was calling him Jussie Smollett the whole time, and then Garrigus kept calling him Jesse Smollett, and then I said to him, why are you calling him Jussie Smollett? And he said, that's what he wants to be called. That's how he says his name.
This will be addressed in the upcoming clip for the news.
Anyway. It is?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a joke, but yes.
Well, my thing is, like, this guy represents him, and that's what he says he wants to be called. I don't know him, so I'm going with Jesse. Yeah. It's spelled Jesse. Anyway. Or looks like Jesse. Anyway. So I said... And amidst all this stuff he was talking about, and it's all what we talked about, he's going to put the city of Chicago on trial, and it's not going to look good because they're basically, it's sort of like the drug dealer's apartment, and you're going, the cops mishandled this and that, and you're going, yeah, but that, does that guy want to open the door and let people into that apartment and really look around? And because he's going to find something. And Garrigus was going to... put the system on trial, like we speculated. But there's a bomb he dropped that nobody picked up on Twitter, and even Gary, who was producing the show, didn't pick up on it. And so I had to go back and say, did you hear what Garrigus said about Jesse and one of the brothers? And we got the clip, so you guys can listen to it, because this is an angle. So I'll paint the picture. Garrigus's thing isn't that the two Nigerian guys weren't the to guys. Mm-hmm. That story is now seems to be clear. Those were the guys. His angle is Jesse didn't put him up to it. He was attacked by the Nigerian bodybuilders. Everyone agrees on that, but here's the new spin. He didn't contract them to do it. Hmm. And I'm like, all right, so tell me why. And he has a new spin.
Let's hear it.
We've narrowed it down to is it's not two white guys. It's two Nigerian brothers. They had some kind of a relationship going into this. The one brother, you said, made some homophobic slurs, but who hasn't dropped an F-bomb a time or two in their life? It doesn't mean I'm going down to Oil Can Harry's and opening a can of whoop-ass. Don't ever go to Oil Can Harry's and open a can of whoop-ass. That is a bad day. So, still kind of curious what their motives would be.
So that the younger brother did end up spending the night at Jesse's house close in time to when this attack took place. I'll leave it at that.
There's a relationship.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
There's a thing. I think it was Rosie O'Donnell was just talking about a book with came out the book and was talking about fighting with what's her name? Hasselbeck.
Hasselbeck.
Right. And then at some point said, I think I had a kind of a crush on her simultaneously while we were arguing. So there's possibly a physical sexual component to this that nobody's really brought up thus far. I've never heard that one.
That's new.
Doesn't mean he didn't put him up to it, but it does. It is a piece of information that I've never heard before. Now, what do you think he's saying there?
I swear on my kid. I thought from the second I heard that story, I was like, this is some kind of gay thing that went wrong. I just immediately thought that. I've never thought about the brothers being gay, but I was like, this is not, he got beat up. It was some gay thing, boyfriend or a lover, and he's embarrassed
It was a gay thing that went wrong. It was being gay.
Right.
But then it turned, so you think about it. These guys look pretty good with their shirt off.
Great.
And how?
Absolutely.
Gina, calm down.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. I never do this math because this is how straight I am. But if I am a straight guy, if Jesse Smollett was straight and his personal trainer was a smoking hot blonde, there'd be constant speculation. Right. Like, oh, come on. He was tapping that. You know he wanted some of that. Now, look, you've seen her in her bikini. Like, come on now. Yeah. So you see these guys with their shirts off and you go, oh, those guys are a piece of man meat. Right. But he's not interested in that. But wait a minute. Maybe there's an element there. I don't know. Now, it doesn't mean anything happened or is true or is motivated. Yeah. But what he's saying is more lovers quarrel, I think, is what he's proposing.
Yeah, and I don't know how exactly that helps the case he's stating. Yeah. But it's still
how it helps him?
Yeah.
Because what Garagos is saying, I think it's Garagos. Anyways, what he's saying is these guys committed the attack. We've figured that one out, or that's been figured out, so it's going to be hard to unring that bell.
Right.
But here's the new angle. My client had no pre-notions of it. He was not aware of it. So, well, then why would they attack this guy? What if there were lovers and there were jilted lovers?
Okay.
And he was angry and he attacked them that way. Now, that's, I think, what he's trying to put out there.
I'm sure it's what he's trying to put out there. What I've learned about Garagos since meeting him for the first time on this show, I think what makes him a great lawyer is once you're a Garagos client, he goes to bat for you. He goes to bat for him and he won't leave that batter's box until he's knocked one, you know, up against the wall.
Right.
And whether it's coming on the show repeatedly and saying, and I quote, Colin Kaepernick is going to get signed probably the next 10 days is my prediction. Next 10 days he'll be on a team.
Right.
It'll never happen. It was never a chance of happening, but he's his client. He's his guy. He's going to go to bat for him. He's going to do what he has to do for his client. He's doing what he has to do for... You're restricted in the court of law to say certain things that are pretty much true or facts. In this world, you can say anything. They're lovers. Lovers back gone wrong. I don't know. Could be. Maybe. Gotta go. I'm on Skype.
Yeah.
I got it. You're doing what you gotta do.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But, and also, you can be a lover and not have that lover attack you on the street.
That's very common. Right.
But it's an angle that Chris came up with, but I never thought of and I never heard floated out in the news, which is if you're a single 35-year-old gay male and you have a very hunky trainer mm-hmm. who's physically working with you, and he's single, mm-hmm. why would you not invite that person back to your apartment and spend a little time with him? Like, okay. It makes perfect That's never been brought up.
Totally adds up.
And the part where the person was a lover and may not have left on great terms mm-hmm. is just what his job is to put some couple, he takes his little pillowcase of question marks mm-hmm. and he scatters them to the wind.
Like,
and now
Taylor,
you know.
Yeah. Like Rip Taylor.
Yeah. Yes. What if?
That's very feasible to me. That makes sense in my head.
It worked on Chris.
The Trump stuff never, as soon as the Trump thing came in, because like nobody who's a Trump supporter is watching Empire. They're not watching that show, and they certainly don't know who like the third or fourth character down the call sheet is on that show. So it's like, no, but the gay stuff in the room, absolutely. Gay stuff, go get Subway. I get it.
Has anyone ever heard? Yeah, I mean, come on, foot long.
It's
right.
Well, he said he got a salad. I was like, yeah, okay, Jesse. You didn't get a salad.
What, has anyone ever heard that?
No. That's a new one.
Nobody has ever reported that. Like, it's been on the news, the number one thing, for the last few weeks, and not one.
And Garrigus was implying that, right?
Yes.
I'm actually leaning towards fully believing that. That's how much Garrigus I swear, like, that's my new thing. I'm leaving the show and be like, I know what happened with Smollett now.
Full-blown Garrigus.
Well, again, if I got a, you know, if I'm single and I got a super piping hot, you know, blonde trainer who's single and I'm single and I'm living in my apartment, I don't know why I'm not making a move toward that.
100%.
All right.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Done and done. Yes. Case closed.
I'm in.
Well, the reason we were talking about that is because Chris Rock did not stop from blasting Jesse a little bit, even though they asked him not to.
Oh, my grandma checked in. It's actually Jazze.
Oh, thank you. Jazze Smollett.
Jazze Smollett.
Correcting from the grave.
So we know.
Is this the whatever? What?
This is the Image Awards.
Image Awards.
Yeah, and of course, we know everything that happened with Jesse, so let's just go to the clip.
He was nominated.
Yes, but a no-show.
Oh, a no-show.
But yeah, he did not attend the event.
He came out to Los Angeles to attend the event.
Well, according to this, he was a no-show, and they said, please, no jokes, and Chris Rock said, F that.
I was watching...
I'm Chris Rock.
Yeah.
TMZ.
Love it.
Well, listen, it's my... You know, Monica Lewinsky will do your podcast, but just to talk about her handbags, you can't talk to her about blowing the presents. Like, then it's weird. Then it's I'm not doing my job, and everyone's going to yell... Yell at you. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
I guess I got to present an award. They said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. I know. What a waste of light skin, you know?
She just goes right into it.
Do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here. Fucking running Hollywood. Yes, no, just did. What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just you're Jesse from now on. You don't even get the you no more. That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
He's been nominated for years in a row now. Won 2017. Wow. Yeah, I flew out to L.A. on Wednesday, so the speculation on my favorite show, TMZ, is that he was flying out for the
awards. Yeah.
The heat was probably a little too hot.
That's right.
To attend the event.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, speaking of celebrities, he comes up every once in a while. In fact, I think you just brought him up when we were talking about Nick Cage. Jim Carrey's drawings have received a lot of attention since he took it up as a hobby, and his latest sketch has landed him in a feud with the granddaughter of Benito Mussolini. So Carrie's weekend drawing show the former Italian dictator and Adolf Hitler ally hanging upside down next to his mistress, Claretta, after their executions. The picture is captioned, quote, "If you're wondering what fascism leads to, just ask Benito Mussolini and his mistress, Claretta. So Alessandra Mussolini.
Is this Jim Carolla wrote? Did this cartoon, or is this, I can't read it from here.
Cariola. Yeah. Yeah, she was pissed. She says, "You're a bastard." She then suggested that the actor draw other historical events like slavery in America and the bombing of Hiroshima, and Carrie hasn't responded to that just yet. But, like, what is she?
The bombing of Hiroshima was already covered by Green Day in the Dookie album.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
So that's just redundant. Yeah. Now you're ripping off another artist's work.
Is she denying that her grandfather was a
dictator?
That's
the thing. I mean, it was what it was,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it's like,
it's historically.
Lay low on this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how about the fact that they strung up his mistress?
Yeah, that's pretty good. And the hunger from the town square said Florence or
as a
Rome?
A warning to the others.
Like, yeah. I would, if I was the mistress, yeah. I think I could have made a good. I would have got Garagus to, you know, let's just do the math.
Yeah,
you bust into this guy's apartment. I'm a street whore and I'm blowing him. Does that mean I get strung up? Or like, where does it end with you?
Slope.
You understand? We didn't get married and sire as kids.
Right.
I've been around for about 6 months now.
On the payroll.
Yeah. And,
To string up the Gumar is hilarious.
Yeah,
that's a crazy thing.
The guy's running the country. You wouldn't blow him? Give me a break.
That was his wife that wanted that.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Nobody preened like Mussolini. Like, nobody did. When those shots of him, like, folding his arms, nobody looked more
satisfied. Mustachioed Mussolini. That's the good one.
Yeah. He had his arms rolled and he just preened. Yeah. It was a great look. But, yeah, string up the mistress.
Hmm. Sends a message.
Sends a message, indeed.
Also, she could have been in the prime of her screwing years, too. You know what I mean? Like, there's more tread on this tire. You know what I mean? Don't throw it in the landfill. I feel like she needed to make a few arguments.
Yeah.
That's obviously a crowd, a mob that's not really thinking, thinking straight. Oh, you don't have Mussolini preening.
Yeah, he's not warm.
He's preening. There's footage of him at his rallies. Just you think Trump preens? Mm. Mussolini invented this smug preen. Like, oh, I'm so self-satisfied. It's crazy. All right, but they strung up.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Did he have a wife? You got to have a wife if you have a mistress.
If you have a mistress, sure.
Well, that's why I thought.
That's where the granddaughter comes in.
His wife made the call to hang up the Gumar.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
She did it.
She was the one that was like, listen,
you have a mistress too?
Yeah, you could. I'll just hang up the mistress. And they were like, all right, we get it.
Yeah.
Mm. Mussolini.
Listen, folks who act and folks who do comedy, no painting for you.
Yeah.
Immediately, you get all your. Your loving, your creative cup gets filled. You make mediocre paintings. You don't do any more good movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on,
Ace Ventura. Nice. Talk out of your ass.
That's
Dr. Drew smugly preening right there.
No. Yeah. Max Pattish, still footage.
Oh,
not God. No. Footage. That's why I use the word footage.
Uh-huh.
Footage, not still pictures, of him just folding his arms and just
self-satisfied.
Crazy. All right, let me tell you about LifeLock. The IRS is warning taxpayers and businesses and tax professionals to watch out for predators phishing for personal information during tax season. If scammers get their hands on your data or a previous tax return, they can use the info to fill out their returns, and then they'll fill out their returns, and then they'll turn it in before you turn yours in, and then they'll get your money, and then the IRS will red flag you because you will be the second return to be turned in. Let's get things in order. LifeLock has added the power of Norton Security to help if this happens to you. LifeLock helps fix identity theft-related tax fraud, and if there's a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Right, Dawson?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security is a powerful protection for your identity and devices for tax season and beyond. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
Oh, there we go.
He's
there.
A gift.
This is the gift. I send this gift all the time.
When he does his hands out and folds, like when you do that thing where you're like, I got to fold my arms, but first I got to stretch it out.
There's a gif of him walking with Hitler, too, that where he's like really high stepping, even like they're walking into something and he's preening big time.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff. I bet he was doing less of that when he was hanging upside down with piano wire.
He's playing to the background.
That was my father talking to the principal. That's how it was. Just straight Mussolini.
I got suspended from my North. I got suspended in high school too, and Mr. Tomey was my principal, and so he called me into his windowless office, and he was getting ready to suspend me. And in order to suspend a student, you have to go into the file and you pull out their emergency card. Mm-hmm. And the emergency card was handed out. So when you would sign up for classes, they'd give you the emergency card like 2 days beforehand. Mm-hmm. You have to take the emergency card home. Your parents would have to fill it out and all that kind of junk. And then you'd bring it back. And then when you signed up for new classes, you had to hand them the emergency card first with your parents' work and work number and waste and emergency so they could get hold of the parents. I wouldn't take anything home. I would just leave it in my locker, but then it would come time to get the classes. So I'd be like, oh, I got this stupid card here, and they're not going to let me do my classes. So I just stood in line with some of my buddies waiting to take time. We made a joke. We made a joke about everything. It's like 17-year-old jokes. Like, where? Mom's work address, Hollywood and Vine. She's a streetwalker, you know? And like a pimp's name, like for her boss. And and my dad, I remember just saying he worked for the government. And then everything, all the numbers and all the addresses and everything was just classified. Just everything's wrote classified on it. And then my home address, I wrote Ronald McDonald Halfway House for pregnant teens or something. It's insane. And you hand it in. They don't look at it. And they're never going to look at it until you get suspended.
Yeah.
And then when I got suspended, it was like, 9 months later. And Mr. Tomey like pulls his file out. And he pulls the thing out and he looks at it. He looks at it for a couple of beats, and he's like, and then he looks at me, and then he looks back down, and he goes, did you fill out this card? And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I took it home or whatever, and he like slid it across me, and it was filled with nonsense, like just insanity.
Your tell was laughing.
And he's like, I don't know how to get hold of your dad. And I'm like, I don't either. Yeah. And I realized I was being busted while I was being suspended. For most people,
meta.
The suspension part. But I looked at, I was such a horrible student. I was like, stay home for 3 days.
Yeah.
And not have to pretend like I'm sick.
It's better.
Done.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Gina.
Well, this isn't exactly breaking news, but because I'm pretty sure it was an April Fool's joke, we have to play it. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has dropped a surprise rap single. He tweeted a link to a song called R.I.P. Harambe. This is dedicated to the 17-year-old gorilla who was shot by a Cincinnati zoo worker in 2016 after he grabbed a 3-year-old boy who fell in the enclosure. Again, assuming there was a reason it dropped on the first, here's the song. You can call your own out because it's pretty amazing.
All y'all gorillas.
R.I.P. Harambe. Sipping on some Bombay. We on our way to heaven. Amen. Amen. R.I.P. Harambe. Smoking on some strong guy. And gorillas too. And we thinking about you. All we ever do. Thinking about you.
Is he singing this?
Yeah.
This is the greatest indictment of rap ever. Which is like,
Elon Musk has dropped a hot track.
When I turn on SNL and
they do a great parody.
Yeah, like you have Yeezy up there pointing at the ceiling. I'm like, I don't know the difference between that and this.
So it's not the same.
I don't know that there's a skill level that's different, and I know. Everyone, Gary will tell you why Kanye West is a genius, and I'll go, all right, well, Elon's a genius too, I guess.
This is going to hit the club scene ASAP.
Oh, for sure.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
It's actually not a bad song.
Yeah. All right.
News theme.
Just pop your head to it.
It's the same. It's a huge indictment of rap, which is this is the same to me.
Yeah.
And again, you could make fun of Ben Folds or the band Chicago or something, but you couldn't do what they do. This is just doing what they do.
Yeah.
All right.
Elon proved that.
All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I'm a street whore, and I'm blowing it.
Gina Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall, that conversation when they're heading out to the center of town to string up Mussolini and the mistress. Like, all right, his best friend's Hitler, and they're exterminating people. I'm blowing that guy. Does that mean I have the same fate? The same fate.
Would you string up his gardener? He pays him to mow his lawn.
Yeah, what about that guy?
I'm just on the payroll.
Yeah, I mean, well, we can keep going. I'm sure he has a chauffeur. Like, there's many jobs.
Chef. Mailman.
Yeah.
She may have just been the woman there that day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Tuesday girl.
Cindy couldn't make it today.
That's the day they wanted to storm this freaking castle.
His wife didn't get... Nothing happened to the wife, I guess.
This is fascinating.
Then I believe that she was the one that said to string the side piece up.
Oh, by the 100%. Way, Eva Braun was just Hitler's girlfriend.
That's true.
She had to kill herself. There's a lot of collateral damage with
the girlfriend.
When people weren't married, you tell them to kill yourself?
There was a lot of evidence that she believed strongly in his views.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean
she had a lot in common.
She may have done a little goose stepping, but that doesn't mean she's rounding up anybody. Yeah. I mean,
you make a valid point. Yeah.
We do this all the time. We don't take the serial killer's wives or girlfriends and throw them in the hole.
Yeah, how many wives leave their husbands when their life starts to fall apart? It's like his life fell apart. I'm sure she wanted to leave.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Stand by.
Yeah.
There's no way she wanted
stuck in this bunker.
Yeah, we're in a bunker, and he's like, we're going to commit suicide. I'd be like, yeah, go ahead. I'll make sure the coast is clear.
Capital idea, you first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eins, zwei, drei.
Let me... down the hatch. All right. Hmm. Last but not least, Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Make those metal parts stop rubbing each other and make your engine run a lot smoother. Three times,
fool.
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading full synthetics. All right. I got a stand-up special. It's called Not Taco Bell Material, and it's out at Chassis. Two S's and a Y, and you can get it at iTunes and wherever you like as well. Chris, his special, very funny. It's on Comedy Central, and you can check it out online at cc.com. Dates coming up all over the place. Where do we find your dates? We just go to chrisdcomedy.com.
Yep. chrisdcomedy.com. And yeah, April 25th, I'll be at the Wall Street Theater in Norwalk, Connecticut. It's my first theater gig. My dad's got a bet that I can't sell 500 tickets. So if you guys could come and I can actually make money off the show, that'd be great.
Well, let's prove them wrong. And we also have the 10E Booze and Book Club presented by Corolla Drinks. And that's coming up tonight. Free admission at 10E. Go over there and give Garagos a knee in the sack, everybody. Dawson's going to be there. And come on out and support Dawson and support the show. And until next time. Oh, good sports coming up next. And listen to Ricky Anderson and Amir Harris's podcast as well, Podcast One. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Chris.
DiStefano.
DiStefano. Dr. Chris DiStefano. And Gina Grad and Ball Bryan and Jordan Harbinger saying mahalo.
That's a no-no.
Stick around. Today's episode of Good Sports with Dave Davischek and Adam Carolla is coming right up.
Good Sports. It's time for a sports segment. Good Sports. It's time for Ace and Dave. Good Sports. It's time to get it started. NFL highlights. Mixed martial arts fights. Riffing on bad Stallone movies. Raking the fruits of the year. Dave's recapping hockey.
Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. I hope your weekend was a good one. I hope your Monday was a good one, Ace. And I don't know if you've noticed, right to your immediate left there, an old pal of yours named Bald Bryan has joined us.
Yeah, he's going to enter the fray.
Thanks for having me on, fellas.
There's a disagreement, evidently.
Well, because I, you know, listen, I've been jammed as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I've been put into the corner of needing to defend the franchise quarterback of the last decade and a half, one Big Ben Roethlisberger. And people are very mean-spirited because Antonio Brown decided to disparage the guy. Now everyone's piling on Big Ben Roethlisberger as though he's the only less than perfect person in pro sports here.
Well, my theory is... I have my sort of competent jawline theory where Big Ben's head is too big and Tom Brady can do whatever Tom Brady wants. Yeah, go ahead and leave your infant son or daughter with the actress, you know, whatever, back in L.A. Go marry a Brazilian supermodel and just pull up stakes and go do something else. We're not going to judge because your head isn't big. You've got a good-looking jaw.
Is that why I'm judged so harshly? Because I, like Roethlisberger, suffer from Travolta syndrome. The first 15, 20 pounds that I gain goes right into that cabeza.
I got the same thing, and I think there's judging going on. Mm-hmm. If you really just go down the line and you think about the people we judge, we do much more judging with the big head.
I've not really thought that through, but to the here and now, Judge Adam, I would like your informed opinion on our latest debate that happens periodically between Bald Brian and myself. I don't know if you've ever heard. He's contentious.
No, stop it.
Whatever anybody says is wrong. He's got the right answer.
Well you guys make it
when people are right,
heat.
I'll acknowledge it. If people are ever right, I'll step up and say you're right. Should we say how this whole thing began?
Yeah, go ahead, Bald. Lay
it out. Set the table. So Dave, I don't have the original tweet in front of me, but Dave was asked your opinion on where Roethlisberger ranks of the Super Bowl era quarterbacks or something of that nature, and he put him, I think, maybe number 10 or in the top 10.
Right.
Ahead of Steve
Young. Go ahead and count them up, and you'll find that I'm correct. What, Ben Roethlisberger, one of the 10 best quarterbacks of the last 50 years? Harumph. Go ahead and write them all down. When, when you're finished writing them down, you'll realize, oh, Damashek was right. He's about 9th or 10th.
But ahead of Steve Young.
Ahead of Steve Young.
Ben Roethlisberger is a great quarterback, and he's probably a Hall of Famer.
Probably.
I'm messing around with you. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great quarterback. But the notion that he's ahead of Steve Young is ludicrous. There are simple facts that say that there's no possible way Ben Roethlisberger is a better quarterback.
Do you see what happens, Adam, when the way people argue?
I don't even have to go very deep.
Can I tell you something? Adam Carolla doesn't argue. He's a good debater. I fancy myself a halfway decent one, too. Neither of us has to go in the direction that you do with your silly negative hyperbole. No possible way. Well, simple statistics. It's laughable. It is. The guy who's won two Super Bowls and been to three and is going to retire as one of the three or four top ranked in terms of statistics passers of all time. It's ridiculous to say he's better than anybody.
Well, I think you misquoted me when you said simple statistics.
I never said that.
Did I actually say that?
Oh. Yes.
Well, there are some either way.
I was tuned out. Steve Young has a very sharp jawline.
It's true. It's a sharp dude.
So my theory
smaller
is still intact.
I rest my case. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good debater. But I'll throw out some simple facts. I think I said facts, not stats. But either way,
I don't care what you said.
It's hard to compare quarterbacks of different eras. Of course, you know, today the passing game. Granted, it wasn't a huge era difference, but the passing numbers. Matt Ryan is a better statistical quarterback than Steve Young. It doesn't mean he's better. It's
you talk about him like Steve Young played with Y.A. Tittle. I mean, he played a couple of years before
Young was hampered by Rice and Taylor. He didn't have any real marquee games back then.
In a pass first off. Offense. Yeah, he didn't get to throw the ball as much.
Craig couldn't really catch it coming out of the backfield.
What are you talking about, Bald?
That's why I didn't want to compare their stats to each other. But I will say,
is there four? How many?
Young has three rings.
No.
Yes, he does.
I know he physically probably possesses three rings. He was a backup for two of those.
That's true. But the one Super Bowl he won as a starter, he set the record, which still stands, for most Super Bowl touchdown passes in a game with five and won an MVP. Has Roethlisberger won a Super Bowl MVP?
That's an awfully particular thing, and he could have won.
We're trying to find which is the better quarterback. I mean, it's a particular thing.
So
in the biggest game,
who played the best in the biggest games? Ben Roethlisberger. Steve Young choked repeatedly in January.
Ben Roethlisberger limped to that first Super Bowl.
Hold on a second.
They carried him.
Steve
to that
has
Super Bowl.
Two that he started.
One
that he started. Ooh, I thought. Why did I think he had more than that?
Because consider him to be one of these 49ers of the Bill Walsh era, who one of the all-time great, maybe the greatest head coach, at least until Bill Belichick came along, the greatest offensive mind mind, bar none, probably, of the last half century. Steve Young was learning at that guy's knee. Well, who's Ben Roethlisberger? Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin? These guys are not offensive wizards.
All right, let me weigh in.
So I'm not as loud as Dave. Well, I got a lot more to say.
Steve Young had one of the greatest runs in NFL history against Minnesota.
Oh, good.
Broke it off.
True.
And one of the you have to look at the micro and the macro. You have to look at some of the greatest plays individually as well as the breadth and width of their accomplishments on the field. So he had that great play. Mm. Maybe nullified because he was caught by Warren Sapp. Warren Sapp.
Okay, so we're back at zero.
He's built like an overweight homeless person. And it really made me realize what a crazed athlete Warren Sapp was when he turned around, sort of literally chased Steve Young down and like horse collared him. One of the most mobile quarterbacks in the league. And Sapp, it's really more of a testament to Sapp.
Yeah,
Sapp
right.
caught up to him, and I don't know if he concussed him or he hurt him somehow, but I think he like horse collared him. I don't know. Gary might be able to find that. I scoffed initially at the young Big Ben to the fact that we were going to compare the two. Seemed like a waste of time. But
why?
Well, hold on. I haven't even started. I had a couple of Super Bowl wins for Young in my head. I forgot that he was on the team, but actually has the one win. Big Ben has
two rings
and a
plus went to a third Super Bowl.
That's a little closer than I'd originally anticipated. Go ahead, Brian.
If I may, in Young's nine season career as a starter, he was first team All Pro, not a Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is like, hey, a couple guys. Tom Brady can't go because he's in the Super Bowl, so we're gonna get terrible quarterback in there for Andy Dalton's gonna be an All Pro Pro Bowl quarterback. First team All Pro. Three times. That means three times he was the best quarterback in the NFL. Ben Roethlisberger in 14 seasons as a starter, zero first team All Pro. Mm. He was two-time MVP in an era with Brett Favre at his prime. Ben Roethlisberger, zero.
He should have beaten Brett Favre and Troy Aikman and the other teams that he played in the NFC playoffs, except that he didn't. He lost and he played as a lesser version of his regular season self. The greatest statistic you can point to, however you want to measure that. If your play falls off come big game time, then you are not nails. Ergo, you're out of the conversation. Roethlisberger didn't play well in that first Super Bowl. However, I counter that. They don't get to that Super Bowl without his high-end performances against the Colts and then the Broncos, which Roethlisberger told me directly. That's right. We talked here and there. Told me once that remains his greatest postseason performance. He's nails when it counts, when you have to be nails. Steve Young choked. Yeah. He had the pressure of supposed to do it, and he didn't do it. Ergo, seven is greater than eight. End of conversation. Thank you, Adam.
You're very good at these nebulous, unprovable arguments. I will say that Steve Young, when he retired as the number one quarterback with all-time passer rating. Number one. Now the game has evolved, and he's since been passed by a few quarterbacks. He's number six currently. Ben Roethlisberger, number eight or nine. He's low.
How dreadful.
We may have dropped one.
How dreadful.
Brought this up. this is here's Sapp catching Steve Young again. This is at Tampa Bay. Sapp, what a crazed athlete!
35-year-old Steve Young.
His helmet comes off and everything. Steve Young,
crazy. Sapp is just a crazy athlete.
Look at that jawline.
Literally, still even concussed, he looks good. All right.
Final verdict.
Well,
how about this? Here's the measure. Adam Carolla is the head coach.
Mm.
I'm not going to tell you who they're playing. I'm not going to tell you the weather conditions that day. Not going to tell you who the pass catchers are or the quality of the offensive line. You only get to choose one thing. That's the starting quarterback. 60 minutes. The fate of the planet hangs in the balance. Adam Carolla, do you want Steve Young under center or do you want Big Ben Roethlisberger?
This is also a different question that was originally asked.
No, it's not.
Tell you,
it's all that matters.
Obviously, it's closer than I'd originally anticipated. I thought it was going to be Steve Young was going to shellack Big Ben.
And that's what happened. Goodbye, everyone.
I unfortunately, Shaq grew up an L.A. Rams fan and being dominated by the San Francisco 49ers and have vivid memories of Young and company would do to my Rams twice a year. So if you're talking to the 23-year-old Adam Carolla, I want Young out on that field. But I don't have that relationship with Big Ben. And since the stats are sort of what they are, I mean, they're both great quarterbacks. They're both Hall of Famers, or one's in, one's going.
Probably.
I will say, if you're doing the one game thing, Big Ben was very good at the one game thing. I mean, he's pulling off big upsets. I don't know. I'd like to break some bread here and just get on with my life. They're both tremendous. They're both tremendous
this
athletes.
This is the issue that Adam Carolla won't make a choice on?
I like them both. I will say Steve Young, better career quarterback.
Better jawline.
But if I'll start one game and the chips are down, I'll put a healthy Big Ben.
I don't know.
There.
This feels like Bill Barr kind of stuff.
Feel like I'm kissing my bearded sister.
That's exactly right. If you love Steve Young so much, Adam, why don't you marry him and you can have Bald Brian be your best man? How about that? I hope you're all very happy together.
Could be one
That's
of his
wives. It for this good sports. We may or may not be back tomorrow. I don't even know if I'm going to feel like it. Until then. Adam Carolla,
he's also
guy over there.
He's also bumped Keith Hernandez off in the very important just for men category. I feel that Steve Young is now the leader in that clubhouse as well.
Steve Young was great with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Indeed.
You know, Roethlisberger's never had a losing season in 15 seasons in the NFL. Never a losing
season. Steve Young was also like an L.A.
Let's do this again in a
gambler
year.
Or whatever.
L.A. Express.
That's right.
So. Some career. All right. Also has a bald spot. All right.
Heisman Trophy winner.
That's it for... I mean, that's not NFL. All right. Back with more good sports at a later date, probably tomorrow. Didn't slice that. Good sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on the Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Buck Storm plays tonight at the Booze and Book Club. I will read Buck's The Miracle Man. It's at 7 p.m. Subscribe to Carolla Classics, hosted by producer Chris and superfan Giovanni. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, Mandry events, books, movies, and more. Go to AdamCarolla.com and stay tuned for AP News.